The future of your universe starts with family engineering with Praise Forwear. Praise Forwear is a global leader in family life innovation and a premium coach working with high net worth individuals across different continents. Fasten your seatbelts as we make your life better.
Welcome to Family Engineering with Praise Forwear. I am super excited to be coming your way again today. You know,
you can consistently fail even with the best of all intention. A whole lot of people try to understand their women through the prism of all the other women they've dealt with in their life or they've related with, from their mother to their sister to their other girlfriends. They naturally assume every woman is the same, but you would discover that no two women are the same. They are totally different based on their upbringing, their environment, and their significant emotional experience and everything they've been through, which has shaped them into who they have become. And that's why I believe the good book even says you must dwell with them in knowledge. Knowledge is know-how. The last time we talked about how to drive the car called intimidating other, today we look at the second car that women come or wives come as, which is the convertible. Now, today we might stretch this a little bit and move also into how to drive the truck. Now, I want you to picture a convertible in your head right now as you listen to me. Have you ever tried to drive a sports car, a sports convertible before? You know that that is one car that is flashy. That's one car that when it drives past, every head's turn, every eyes look in the direction of that car. He or she becomes the cynosure of all eyes because it's a desirable car. That's exactly what you have if you're married to a creative convertible wife. That is a show wife, full of excitement and all sorts of networks. Everywhere she goes, she seems to know one person or the other. She has access to the powers that be, and that can unsettle a man or a husband who is a bit insecure and has a bit of trust issues. This wife has a male-dominated followership. She has more male friends than female friends, and that can be a problem for a man who is not secure. This woman is a live wire of every show. Everywhere she goes, people want to relate with her because she's a super dresser. You can see a combination of colors, very sporty, very lively, always smiling, always warm, and she can come across as flirty, even though that's not the intention. But that could be misconstrued by the people in our world. She is a creative problem solver. Are you married to a woman who is very spontaneous? What means is she can do things without thinking, and 9 out of 10 times she could be correct. Because sometimes she waits till the last minute. She doesn't necessarily plan long term, but you can be sure she will deliver on what she wants to deliver on. Now for her, life is fun, and she hates restrictions. So you put rules and regulation down, you're gonna mess her up. She loves to go by the beach, maybe wear a bikini. Can you stand a creative convertible woman? Can you drive that car? Now, you see, she's a bird that will die when caged. So if you cage this bird, you can be sure this bird is gonna die. So what you wanna do is to give flight to these wings to fly away, without you losing steam, because she can become very, very popular. That makes you very uncomfortable. But one thing you must know, this is the link that opens every door for your family, because she knows everyone and she can bend rules and break rules, or she can circumvent events just to get our way. If you are married to this person or you are driving this car. You need to master five things. It has a five-gear system. Number one, flattery. You must be able to deploy flattery to flatter her consistently. What it means is exaggerate every good she's done. That keeps her alive. After all, you have been exaggerating a wrong, so why don't you exaggerate the good? Number two, acceptance. You must learn to accept her for who she is. Your family members are likely going to talk about her. People are going to call all kinds of names. They are going to compel you or influence you to rein her in, but do not listen to them. As long as you're sure of her commitment and loyalty to you, you have nothing to worry about. Number three, you must learn to praise her. She lives in an environment of praise and affirmation, and you must use that all the time because she can be very vulnerable to someone who uses that affirmation outside of you. So if she's alone, a memory begins to wander of the person who said the right things to her, and that is the person she wants to bond with. So you as a spouse, you want to provide that consistently. That whatever she does, you are the first to clap for her, you are the first to praise her, not the first to spot what she's doing wrong. Number four, she needs freedom. You need to put on the gear four of freedom to get the best out of this woman. What it means is, we know the freedom is free to dominate. Freedom is not an absence of responsibility, and it's not irresponsibility actually, but free to become who she's destined to become. And the last gear, which is the most important, father. You need to picture her as your daughter. As a father, you know you're never going to give up on your daughter, and you are going to be there at every point in time, cheering her up, clapping for her, and helping her bounce back from every pain she must have gotten herself into. Now, what are the engagement code? You need to understand that this, you need to be fun-driven yourself. That is the engagement code. To get the best out of this lady, you need to be fun-driven, which means she will tell you, this is the way I want my spouse to dress. Don't be traditional. You need to listen to her because she wants to be able to flaunt you as you are able to flaunt her. Number two, be trusting and be flirty. You need to trust her and you need to flirt with her because she has an innovative and imaginative sexual organ, which is a mind. So what it means is you need to go above and beyond to flirt with her consistently. Crack jokes, poke fun, you know, those are the things she thrives. And then number three, be romantic and be a groomer. What it means is, I mean, write the poems, send the letters, throw surprises, you know, take her to research, to fun places, surprise her with stuff, and groom her. If you're grooming her, you will not be intimidated by what she's doing. Number four, touch and affirmation. We've talked about that. She's an intuitive feeler. Even when she's talking, you can see she's gesticulating with her hand. So you must learn to deploy the gift of touch. Pat her on the back, give her massages because she loves that all the way. So be the one who always consistently shows up in her corner when she needs someone who needs to be there for her. And let her consistently hear you speak, you know, in glowing tributes to her. Now, lastly there, you need to be non-judgmental enabler. What means is you need to enable a strength and don't be judgmental of a error. You need to learn to forgive because she also forgives easily. Now, you need to create an environment where she can be emotionally accountable, because when she can do that, you have nothing to be afraid of. Now, you need to understand that there is a way the world sees her and there's a way she sees herself. For you to get the best out of her, you must see her from the empowering space, which is the way she sees herself, and not the way the world sees her, which we call the disempowering space. You must see her as someone that is charming and loud, as against what the world would call, she's a seductress. Now, you must not see her as a seductress. Of course, she's got charm, but it doesn't mean she's a seductress. Now, people will see her as fickle and carnal, especially in the spiritual space. You must see your spouse as sociable, because that's what she is. She is very spontaneous, and that's what you must see as against the projection or perception of unseriousness by serious-minded people. And I put that in parentheses. Now, people will see her as self-promoting, but you must see her as a passionate person, because we see things the way we are, not the way things are. Now, people will see her as exaggerating and a liar, because she can deploy a story that is non-existent to drive home a point. But you must see her as persuasive, because that's what she's trying to do. Now, people will see her as headstrong, but you must see her as determined. They will see her as flirty, you must see her as attractive. They can see her as loud-mouthed, but you must see her as squeezing. One thing about your spouse is she fears rejection and judgment, which can make her to pretend. She wants to network with people and will do everything to get to the highest level, which she can sometimes overdo. Yes, she's got a tendency to overstep boundaries, but you need to know, as a father, how to help her in a way that she doesn't self-sabotage. You need to help with balance without seeking to stop her. She is the family key. I repeat that. She is the family key. I'm going to repeat that. She is the family key. What does a key do? A key opens the door. So she's the family key to opening up every door that can serve the best interest of the family. I hope this has helped you today. And I hope you already know how to get the best out of your creative convertible. She's not an intimidating Hummer, so you can drive her the way you drive a Hummer or the way you drive a truck, which I'm going to talk about the next time. Welcome. This is Family Engineering with Praise for WoWeb. Please kindly spread this to all your friends. Let them keep it up with me every week. And trust me, their lives can never remain the same. Keep loving, keep believing, go ahead and win in your relationship. I honor you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for enjoying Family Engineering with Praise as we re-engineer a world that is fit for all. For more inquiries, kindly visit our website www.praisefulwaredtech.com or send us a mail podcast@iampraisefulware.com or visit our stores www.iampraisefulware.com. You can also call us on +1 817 881 8696, +1 780 246 7955, +447 960 813430, or +234 810 857 1139.